I'm Rob Bonta, serving the 18th Assembly District, Oakland, Alameda, San Leandro, proud to be the Assistant Majority Leader, and really excited about the distinguished group that we have here. Today we have our State Treasurer, Fiona Ma, is with us. We also have my Assembly colleagues, Assembly Members Tom Lackey, Assembly Member Ken Cooley, and Assembly Member Reggie Jones Sawyer will be joining us shortly. And this group, all of us literally have spent the last few years together creating transformative cannabis policies for California, most notably the MCRSA, the Medical Cannabis Regulation and Safety Act. And we fundamentally believe in California, our cannabis laws should protect the public and our children, protect the environment, ensure safe products and medicines, and combat the illicit marketplace. And it is in response to the illicit market that we need to pass AB 286. We crossed the bill today. The number is AB 286, which will create a three-year window to accelerate and encourage the transition from the illegal black and gray markets to the lawfully regulated marketplace. And let's be absolutely clear, the regulated marketplace in California is still in its infancy. There are significant startup costs facing the good actors and those businesses that want to comply with the law and do business the right way. We want to support them. We want to encourage their migration to the extent that they're making the migration and from the gray and black marketplace to the regulated marketplace. We want to grow and see a robust, thriving, regulated marketplace. But those good businesses, those good actors, are not able to compete with the black market product if they cannot be competitive on price and on cost. California currently levies an estimated 45% tax on compliant actors when all the taxes are considered together. And we've seen this very strategy that we're proposing in this bill of temporarily dialing back certain taxes actually pay huge dividends in terms of higher tax revenue by lowering the tax rate. You actually increase the tax revenue. Not everyone sees the wisdom in that, but that's how it's worked. That's exactly what we've seen in other states like Oregon and Washington when they've simplified and reduced their tax rates. They've seen their tax revenue increase as businesses prosper and thrive. For example, in Washington, the state of Washington lowered its taxes within just a few months of legalization, revenue grew from $13.4 million in June 2015 to $33.1 million in April of 2017. Again, higher tax revenue overall with lower tax rates. That means that more businesses are paying their taxes, are complying, are following all the rules and regulations of the regulated marketplace. Once the legal marketplace has established its roots, once it is on its way to success, the tax rates will return under this bill to the prescribed levels set in Prop 64. This bill is a three-year bill. It's temporary. It sunsets in June 2022. So AB 286 is an important step to ensure that we protect legitimate taxpaying businesses and stop the illegal black market in California. And along the way, we can increase tax revenue